はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Stop by our website JapanesePod101.com for all the latest and greatest features, line-by-line audio, iPod on the go, plus much more. Stop by and see what's going on at JapanesePod101.com.
おはよう東京、第7回日本文化レッスンでございます。さくらです。
はつみです。
Peter here, and we're back with another edition of Japanese Culture Class. As always, we're brought to you by Airclane and the Translation and Interpretation Specialists.Now, we have another great culture class for you. And today, it's very, very interesting for many, many reasons. But before we get into that, let's introduce the newest member of JapanesePod101.com.
こんにちは、川野はつみです。My name is Hatsumi Kawano. I'm from Tokushima. よろしくお願いします。
かわいい。
Yes, very cute.
Yes.
And Tokushima, wow, very elegant.
そうですか
Yes, I think she has a bit of a Kansai dialect. Sakura, what's Kansai accent?
Like accent used in Osaka and Kyoto, in general. Like they're different specifically according to cities. But that area is called Kansai region,
yeah.
The west part of Japan.
Yeah, of course there are many dialects.
Yes.
Osaka has a dialect. And,
yes.
Well, since Osaka is kind of the most well-known, I think when someone says Kansai, it's automatically assumed that it's an Osaka dialect. But in reality, there are many.
Yes, very different.
Say yoroshiku onegaishimasu one more time, please, Hatsumi.
Yoroshiku onegaishimasu.
I don't really realize any Kansai accent.
Thank you, Sakura. You always know just the right thing to say. Okay, so Sakura, what's the topic for today's Japanese culture class?
I want to start by asking you a question.
Okay, anything. Shoot.
Okay, what's your type?
I don't know, long hair. Long hair is very nice.
Okay, not that type. I'm talking about different type.
There's a different type?
Yes.
Well, any type's okay for me.
I'm talking about blood type.
Ah, blood type.
Yes.
Now I got it. Yes. This rings a bell because in Japan, I have been asked this question many, many times. And my answer is always, I don't know.
Japanese people usually know their blood type.
Yes.
You see, it's general belief that people with certain blood type has specific characteristics.
I got it. Yes, this is why whenever I get the question,
あなたの血液型は何型ですか?
And what does this mean?
And what's your blood type?
I say, I don't know. And the reaction is, Wow, I feel like this is the real thing because every time I get the question, I just don't know. And I've had some blood taken and I always forget to ask, can you check out what blood type I am? Yes, in Japan, this is a very big topic.
Yes.
You know, back in the States, I remember we had, what's your sign?
Ah, horoscope.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this was like a pickup line. Oh, we have the same sign.
Ah.
You know, in Japan, can it be used this way?
Yes. So.
A little bit funny to think about. So what's your blood type?
And when there are many people gathering and you bring out this topic, it gets, you know, people get really excited. It's a fun topic to talk about. You know, you must be blood type something.
Okay.
You must be B. I understand you're A, you know, like this.
Oh, yes. Yes. And I always feel so left out because I don't know. When we have that type of party, I'm like, the next day, I'm going to the hospital. I'm going to get my blood tested. I'm going to find out what I am because I always want to participate, but needles scare me.
Yeah, but I want to just mention that, you know, there is it's a controversial topic as well. Like,
really?
Yes, because recently, I think this blood type thing has caused a social issue.
Really?
Yes. To put it in an exaggerated way, like you are blood type something, so we're not going to include you in our team or...
Really?
Yes. But I think that's just, you know, that doesn't happen very often, but it became a social issue as well. But generally, we love talking about, you know, blood types.
Yeah, I think this is the key thing. And these characteristics kind of got stereotyped. So you'll find out what we're talking about in a minute. But let's just jump back to the original question, because this is a question that if you're in Japan a while or you have some Japanese friends, and I think this is not unique to Japan. Some other Asian countries also follow this kind of blood type. So let's just jump back to the question quick to get you familiar with it, because you just might hear it one day. Okay?
Yes.
Give us the question one more time.
あなたの血液型は何型ですか?
Okay, now break it down nice and slow.
あなたの血液型は何型ですか?
Okay, very long. Now there's a word in there that appears twice. Gata.
Yes.
What's that?
Type.
Type. Okay. Now if you find this word on its own, it's sometimes kata.
Yes.
But since it's attached to the end of this word, it changes a bit to
gata.
That's
right. Yeah.
Okay, and what's the first part of blood type? Now we have the word for type. What about the first part? Blood.
血液.
Break it down.
血液.
And one time fast.
血液.
Okay, so blood.
Yes.
Okay. Now, for the rest of the question, you could find details about that in the PDF. Okay, we're going to get moving on now. Now,
yes.
Why don't we have Hatsumi ask you what your blood type is. That'll be good.
血液型は何型ですか?
A 型です。
One more time, nice and slow.
A 型です。
And what is that?
Blood type A.
Yeah, okay. You heard the answer is very, very similar. One more time, Japanese, please.
A 型です。
Now the English?
Blood type A.
Yep. Okay, the A just gets pronounced Japanese style.
A.
A. Instead of A, it's A.
Yes.
Okay, so what are some characteristics associated with?
A 型.
A 型. Well, besides great voice.
Okay, A 型 people are considered disciplined.
You are.
Diligent.
Oh, you are.
I'm not. And want to keep peace with others.
Wow, it really sounds like you.
I don't think so.
Well, it's a show, you know, we have to act a little bit.
Okay, okay.
A little revenge for you for last week. I still haven't forgotten the hill incident last week.
Well, that's blood type A.
Okay, let's ask Hatsumi.
Okay. Hatsumi-chan, 血液型は何型ですか?
A 型.
Same.
Same.
Yes, gentle and considerate. Keeping peace with others and diligent.
Wow. Okay, we got the A's down. What else do we have?
Okay, there's also B 型.
B 型, which is?
Blood type B.
B. Say the Japanese once more.
B 型.
And then the English.
Blood type B.
Give it the two B's back to back. Japanese English.
B.
And?
B.
Okay, so what's B?
Blood type B is flexible and my pace.
At my pace.
Yes, yes, yes.
Doing things, I think we can even say, doing things my own way.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Can you give us the Japanese for that one more time?
My pace.
Break it down.
My pace.
Yep, and one time fast.
My pace.
Yeah, so doing things my own way, my own pace.
So you can say, Peter wa my pace desu.
Peter does things his own way.
Yes. Yes.
And you can also say, Sakura wa sugoku my pace desu.
Yes.
So I think you're B now. No, can I change my answer?
Yes, but when we're talking about blood type at office, everybody said Peter must be B. Everybody. So, and other characteristics, has lots of friends.
Lots of friends.
And blood type B is also considered sensitive to trend.
Sensitive to trends.
Yes. And also good at business, doing business.
Ooh, that sounds good too. But I'm going to wait till I hear all of them to make my decision on what type I am.
Okay, two more.
Two more.
Yes.
So tell us something good about blood type AB.
Okay, AB 型 is considered competent.
Competent.
Yes. And can do work very efficiently.
Ooh, that sounds like a possibility.
And notices little things.
Ah, attention to details.
Yes, that's a good way of putting it. That's right.
I don't know. AB's slipping away from me.
And sociable.
Sociable.
And also considered to have two sides in character.
Ah, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Not that much, but...
not that extreme.
Not that extreme, but you know, two different characters inside.
Ah, so like maybe when they go out, they're one way, but then back at home, they're a different way.
Maybe, yeah. Changes sometimes.
Yeah. Ah, hence the A, B.
Yes.
Got it. Okay, now what's the last one we have?
Okay, last one is O-gata.
And this is?
O.
Okay, tell us something interesting about O.
O-gata is considered energetic, passionate, and active, and likes to tackle challenges.
Yes, always taking on new challenges.
Okay, and also, O-gata has big heart.
Okay, so Sakura, apparently the office thinks I'm a type B.
Yes.
What do you think?
I think you're type B.
Me too.
See?
See? Okay, now Sakura, is there one type that's kind of popular now?
Maybe O is rather popular.
And why is this?
Because O people are considered easy to get along with and like friendly.
Yes, TV makes it kind of seem like O is the type to be.
Yes, that's right. So that's why it was, you know, it became a social issue. But general conversation, when we talk about blood types, it's kind of, you know, making fun of each other. You know, because you're like this, you must be type something. So it's not really, you know, good or bad. It's just the type. You want to say what kind of person you think Peter is like.
Yeah, well, we have the same thing with the horoscope.
Yeah.
Actually, I have a best friend and he's born on the same day as me and our personalities are identical. So
really?
I really think that there is something to the horoscopes.
Oh.
And there are people who don't pay any attention to horoscopes. Mm. So it's kind of the same thing here. There are people who support this industry of books and material on blood types.
Yes.
Same kind of issue.
Yes.
People who believe it, people who don't.
That's right.
And it all comes from personal experience.
Yes. So we have Aisho Uranai as well, which is about like which blood type gets along with which blood type.
Really?
Yes.
Which blood types get along?
Okay, I'll just tell you the best one. Type B female and type O male.
Is the best?
Yes.
B-O, O-B.
Yes. In one data.
From, yeah.
In this specific data, yes.
Probably a sample of five people. But so female B and male O. Male O, female B is the best match.
Yes. The interesting thing is just like horoscope, we have blood type uranai in like morning news show or on TV programs.
Now, wait, you said this word uranai?
Uranai.
What is this?
Fortune-telling.
Fortune-telling.
Yes. Morning news show.
Morning news show?
Yes. Like, not really serious ones, but, you know, casual ones. They have that. So
what are you watching, Sakura?
Because my friends, they watch that blood type and also horoscope uranai before they leave their house.
Really?
And, you know, they don't really believe it so much, but, you know, it's kind of fun to think that, you know, oh, it's my lucky day today or my lucky color today is pink. You
know? Have you seen it recently? Be honest.
Not recently because I've been seeing Olympics. Yes. at midnight in Japan. So I have.
That's right, with the time difference.
Yes.
Okay. Mm. Well, we'll try and get some supplementary material up on the net about this.
Mm.
Okay, so that's going to do it for this episode of JCC.
Right. また明日ね.
また明日.
See you tomorrow. Be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the Premium Learning Center. Inside, we have material to bring everything you learn in the lesson together. Flashcards, quizzes, really consolidate what you learn in today's lesson. Stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post.